Greetings, this is J.R. Dickey. Thanks for tuning in to our podcast. And by the way, don't forget our website, graceandtruth.net. I hope you're having a great day, but if not, hang with me. It's about to get better. Okay, this is a message about our infinite God. John the Apostle had a seemingly difficult time articulating the glorious environment of the heavenly scene. As you study his words in the first chapters of Revelation, you can tell that he's overwhelmed by the vision. Daniel was wiped out for a period of time after what he witnessed in chapter 8 of his book. See Daniel 8:27. And Paul testified that he knew a man caught up to the third heaven and heard inexpressible words, wow, which it's not lawful for a man to utter. That's 2 Corinthians 12:4. You know, conveying the glory, the beauty, the awesomeness of God is like trying to use your legs to jump into orbit. We can try and try and try, but we will still always fall short. I think David found himself in that position when he penned or sang Psalms 21. It says, "The king shall have joy in your strength, O Lord. And in your salvation, how greatly shall he rejoice. You have given him his heart's desire and have not withheld the request of his lips, Selah. For you meet him with the blessings of goodness. You set a crown of pure gold on his head. He asked life from you, and you gave it to him, length of days forever and ever. His glory is great in your salvation. Honor and majesty you've placed upon him, for you have made him most blessed forever. You have made him exceedingly glad with your presence." See Psalms 21, 1 through 6. Now, David became a military man, and you can see that apparent mindset evident in the latter part of this psalm, as well as others. But this is not simply a celebration of military victory. It's David trying to jump into orbit from the joy and gladness of encountering the presence of God. He sings that the Lord has met him with the blessings of goodness. Wow. He praises that God answered his prayer for life with eternal life and made him most blessed forever and exceedingly glad with his presence. Let's consider these great gifts. What do the blessings of goodness look like? Well, the wording indicates that they have no box or boundaries. I suggest that that's because they are directly tied to the Lord's presence. God has no boundaries, and thus neither does his blessing. His goodness has no boundaries, and neither does this goodness. For this reason, the blessings of goodness cannot be a part of this material world. They are part of the eternal unseen world. These blessings are indescribable, for mere words would never do them justice. You cannot touch them or measure them or show them to anyone else. They're simply experienced as you abide in Christ. And it seems that David's expectation is that this blessing will never end. He explains that as God answered his prayer for life, his expectation now is consequently eternal life. Again, no boundaries. Not eternal existence, by the way, but forever a quality of life that fulfills, expands, thrills, builds, and remains fresh, ever filled with hope and satisfaction. Now, maybe you think I'm taking this too far, but his final joyful praise is, for you have made him most blessed forever. You have made him exceedingly glad with your presence. Everything he rejoices in is eternal, boundless. And this one is the kicker, God's presence or face. Here, he is not just glad or joyful, but exceedingly so. That's what the Lord's presence does. And for that reason, he exclaims that he is supremely blessed, not momentarily, not just for a while, not even for a long time, but eternally. David wrote this psalm, and I do think it expresses his personal experience. But as with other psalms, the next one, Psalms 22, as an example, I'm confident that it is also prophetic about Jesus, and not only so, but about each of us who are saved in Christ. This boundless, exceeding joy is for all God's children throughout eternity. Blessings of goodness, indeed. Now may the Lord grant you peace in the midst of any storm, and faith to trust him. Look for our next podcast, and may you realize more of his grace today.